Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up. Whether you're driving or sipping from your morning cup, she'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind. Dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane. With heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. I am so excited that you are here with us. And of course, we are in springtime right now. And of course, I am excited. We are going to be talking about lots of great things today. And of course, joining me is Caitlin Paulus Case. And we're going to be talking about Ventura, actually SEAG's 13th annual Ventura County Farm Day. And that is happening April 11th. And we are so excited to be a part of that. It's actually spread out over so many different farm areas. And so, of course, it goes from 10 to 3. This is a free event. And I'm really excited to share it. But before I do that, I always start our show with something uplifting. And today's another day. It's a blank slate to really start your day in a positive way. And of course, we're so grateful that you are starting it here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And of course, download our podcast. Follow us across all of our stations, and you can hear our shows and take us with you. And of course, download our Facebook and our Instagram, and you can find lots of stuff to start your day in a positive way. I do also want to remind you to join our next business mixer that is happening April 23rd, 5 to 8 in Newberry Park. And of course, that is one of our incredible sponsors, Littlefoot Construction. Let's bring our next guest on, and our first guest on, Caitlin Paulus Case. Caitlin, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, talk to us about, of course, Farm Day.
Yeah, so Ventura Farm Day is a community education program of SEAG. So I am the Executive Director of Students for Eco Education and Agriculture, and we are so excited to present the 13th annual Ventura County Farm Day. It's a completely free event that takes place at 19 different locations across Ventura County.
Isn't that fun? 19 different. It's almost like a scavenger hunt.
Yes, it is. It's a very unique model. It's decentralized, so it takes place in 7 different towns, and you have the opportunity to plan your day. Go online to the trail map. It's at www.vcfarmday.org, and you can fully plan out your day. There's details about what's going on at each location. Each location is completely unique. There is so much to see. It's a really great show of both the history and the future of agriculture in Ventura County. There's activities for all ages. There's giveaways, tours. Really, there is something for everybody.
I love it. I mean, I'm just looking out in Ojai. You've got the Ojai olive oil, right? And then in Moore Park, you've got the dragon fruit orchard. And tell us a little bit about all of those.
Yeah, so we are really excited this year to welcome back a lot of returning locations and also welcome some new locations. So some of our incredible returning locations include McGrath Family Farms in Camarillo, which includes the Farmivore Food Hub and the Rodale Institute. We have Petty Ranch, of course, in Satakoi, which is also the location of our third grade field trip program. And Chris Sayer, who's a fifth generation farmer there, will be giving tours of his avocado orchard, and we'll have many community partners. As you mentioned, in Moore Park, the Shulman Dragon Fruit Orchard is a new location this year, and we are so excited to welcome them. I believe they will either be selling or giving away dragon fruit cuttings throughout the day. And yeah, and on that note, we have a really great opportunity this year, now that Farm Day is in the springtime, to use this to fill your garden and to learn from farmers firsthand in Ventura County. So we're really excited that we are doing our Plantopia 10,000 seedling giveaway at Ventura County Farm Day this year. So thanks to Plantel Nurseries, which is based out of Santa Maria, we will be giving away 10,000 edible seedlings, tomatoes, peppers, celery, lettuce, cauliflower, broccoli. That will be happening at 2 locations, at Duda Farm Fresh Foods in Ventura, close to the Ventura Harbor, and Petty Ranch in Satakoi. You can also go to Agroman's location and stock up on soil. So there's a lot of great opportunities.
Wow, I love, you know what, it's so funny. So I have a lot of fruit trees in my yard and in my garden, and I feel like it's my gold. And my grandma used to say, look at all these, this gold that people are just letting drop to the ground, you know. So I think it's so, that I'm going to be there. That is so much fun. So how do, like, okay, so the 2 places that are going to be, are, did you say giving away, or like people are able to collect some fruit?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be giving away seedlings. There will also be produce tastings and giveaways at other locations. A great place, if you love berries, is to stop by Ryder Affiliated Companies and Driscoll's location, which Driscoll's is the title sponsor of Farm Day, and we're extremely grateful for their support. They've been an incredible supporter of our youth education programs and Farm Day, offering opportunities for the community to come and learn about local agriculture. And if you love strawberries, Ryder Affiliated and Driscoll's is the place to be on Farm Day.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Okay, I love it. This is so much fun. And not only that, it's, I'm sure they're going to be educating us on really how to do this in our own yards, or how to, I mean, it's such a great thing that you guys are doing. So I love that. And again, I please tell the dates and times of when it's all happening.
Absolutely. So Ventura County Farm Day is Saturday, April 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have a trail map online at our website, which again is www.vcfarmday.org. And on that trail map, you can pin different locations to your itinerary and then actually push that itinerary to Google Maps. So it's really easy to plan your day. You can plan to visit about 3 or 4 locations during the day. And going back to what you said about being educational, absolutely. One of the core reasons behind Farm Day is to educate and connect the community to local agriculture. In Ventura County, we have a really unique agricultural and urban interface. So we have farms happening side by side to housing, to freeways, to commercial businesses. And so often people don't know what's going on those farms. We drive by the 101 every day. Farm Day is your opportunity to step onto some of those farms, to ask questions from the people who are growing food to feed our communities and feed the world. Right here in Ventura County, there's a lot of really incredible stuff happening. So we have small farms that are really focused on regional food systems. The Rio School District's Rio Regenerative Farm is a great one to visit. They provide a tremendous amount of produce and support for the Rio School District, but also opportunities like Rancho Camulos and the Oxnard Historic Farm Park to learn about the history of farming in Ventura County.
Very, very cool. Caitlin, this has been really fun. And tell us a little bit about yourself really quick, because, you know, obviously you love what you do. You could hear it in your voice.
Thank you. So I actually started at SEAG a decade ago as an intern when I was studying agricultural communication and sustainable agriculture at Cal Poly. So I've been very fortunate to work for this organization and learn from it and work with incredible people over the last 10 years. And 2 years ago in 2024, after getting my master's degree in sustainability solutions focused on food systems, I was able to come back and become the executive director. And we have an incredible team right now. A lot of people don't know that SEAG is a nonprofit organization, or the organization behind Ventura County Farm Day. But this year, we'll also see over 5,000 unduplicated students across Ventura and Santa Barbara counties through our youth education programs, teaching them all about how our food is produced and how they can be a part of the next generation of agricultural professionals to create a better food system, a more equitable and sustainable food system. And that's what I'm really passionate about. And our team is inspiring people that food and farming education should be a right and not a privilege. We should all know how our food is grown, where it comes from, and be inspired to be a part of the future.
Wow, that's great. Well, again, Caitlin, thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast, share our show with everyone, and thank you for letting us be one of the sponsors, and we appreciate you guys. I think this is really fun for so many people.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here today and look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 11th.
There you go. All right. Have a great rest of your day and take care. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks, or order online today. Mangia!
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, my radio show. And, of course, we've got Chika Narula. She's the head of consumer deposit products, transformations, and rewards at Bank of America. And, of course, talk to us a little bit about really what we're doing here.
Yeah, I think we want to talk about savings, helping consumers think about how they can save. And frankly, there's a lot of different ways, and we're going to talk about that.
Right. And, of course, this is America Saves Week, and 56% of Americans expect to scale back on their social life due to their 2026 financial goals. And how do you know that? Is that like a survey that you do, or, you know, and then I'm excited to hear the small steps to spruce up our savings.
Yeah, so that is a survey that we do, and we have data available on our debit and credit cards as well. So there's a lot of data that we look at between the survey and the data internally from our clients through the Bank of America Institute.
There you go. And so how can people break down large saving goals such as home purchase or weddings maybe, or even smaller achievement steps?
Yeah, so I think it's important to break down those large goals, whether you're saving for a down payment on your home or your dream wedding, into those smaller, more manageable milestones, so that you can see yourself make progress towards those milestones along the way. And as you're hitting those milestones, make sure you make it a point to celebrate. I would say set clear deadlines for the milestones as well as the overall goals. And if you can connect them, each of the goals to a dedicated savings account. That way you can keep money aside and separate from your day-to-day purchases that you make through your checking account. And it just removes the temptation from spending it and helps you see progress towards those larger goals in life. And then the last thing I'd say go ahead.
I was just going to say, Chica, you actually just, I think that's so important. So many people, we all have goals every day, and we just move right on to the next one instead of celebrating how good we did. And so that's really what I wanted to say. But what are some of the tool resources that can help people manage their finances and stay motivated?
Yeah, there are a lot of digital tools that are available that consumers can take advantage of to keep track of their goals. Bank of America customers can access Life Plan, which is a personalized digital experience that's available within our mobile app. There's also, tools that are available where you can go and see free financial education resources, such as Bank of America's Better Money Habits, that connects you to these relevant tools and guidance. So I would say take advantage of these digital tools that are available to you.
I love that. And let me ask you, what is America Saves Week? What does that mean? And where can I go, and my listeners actually find out more about that?
Yeah, America Saves is a nonprofit that encourages Americans to save money, reduce debt, and develop healthy financial habits. So America Saves Week, it starts next week from April 6th through April 10th, and it has a theme of Own Your Own Financial Story, Small Steps, Big Impact. So listeners can learn more by going to americasavesweek.org, or they can visit bettermoneyhabits.com if they want to get more financial guidance and savings advice.
I love it. And really, it's all about, is it balanced day-to-day expenses, or is it, should you be looking at your money every day? Those people that do that, or should you just put it away and watch it grow?
Yeah, I would say, I think you have to review your spending regularly. I would say look at your past spending, split it out into spending categories, there's a 50-30-20 budgeting framework. So 50% of your after-tax income, use it to cover your needs, like your rent. There's 30% that you want to direct towards things that are more desirable, their wants, things that bring you joy, and then 20% set aside for savings. So if consumers can, follow the 50-30-20 framework and kind of chunk their budget out into these three pieces, I think that can help them maintain a balance in their life and make progress towards long-term savings.
I love it. Chica, that was really good advice, and thank you so much for some of the great tips that you shared. How can my listeners find out more about this again?
Yeah, I think they can go to bettermoneyhabits.com to get financial guidance, or they can go to Bank of America's website or our mobile app, and they can look at our digital tools such as Life Plan.
All right. Chica, have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177. 7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm excited because you know, I'll know how close to my heart animals are. And I have, again, Dr. Doug, Animal Answers. It's his newest book, Dr. Douglas B. Hutchins. And we're going to find out a little bit more about him. And of course, let's see if he's got our answers for us. And of course, this is his newest book. And can I call you Dr. Hutchins, or do you want me to call you Doug?
Dr. Doug's good.
Okay, Dr. Doug, it is. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, congratulations on your book.
Okay, well, basically, I'm born in a small town in Maine, and was my grandfather had a dairy farm. So early on, I obviously fell in love with animals and saw a veterinarian treat one of my grandfather's sick cows when I was about 10 years old. And I just thought it was the most magical and amazing thing I'd ever seen, and felt that if I could work for myself and take care of animals and make farmers happy, that would be a great profession. I would never have to go to work.
Wow.
So it became my life's goal. And it was great to have that focus going through not only grammar school, but high school and college, and then finally getting into Cornell and becoming a veterinarian. It was a nice goal to have.
I bet it was. And certainly how long have you been doing that?
Excuse me, I didn't get that.
How long have you been a veterinarian?
I was a veterinarian. Well, I graduated from Cornell in 1970. I practiced like 45 years. I'm 83 now.
Okay, congratulations. Wow. And you know what is so great?
Thank
you. Loved what you did. It was truly your passion. And now, how did your career shape your book that you just wrote?
Well, I thought about it. I was during the COVID when we were all isolated in, and I thought about what a great life I had lived, the interesting stories with the animals, and felt that it was something that would be nice to share. We certainly, the importance of animals to people is probably not even explainable, in my opinion, but a life without animals certainly wouldn't be a life.
There you go. I love it. And they've almost taken up, they're like up there with our children, you know? I have a miniature poodle. Nope. And they are like your children.
I think sometimes we treat them better than we do our children.
I know, especially nowadays. I think something changed. But anyways, what particular experience with an animal sticks out for you and that you could possibly share with us?
Well, I certainly think the story I started with, the horse lady, that I went and delivered the foal and then became very friendly with her. She was one of my first clients when I moved back to Maine after working a year in Long Island. And she certainly taught me a lot about the horses and stuff. And eventually she developed metastatic breast cancer and ended up in the hospital. I went to visit her one day and she was having trouble hearing me. So I said, "What's wrong?" She says, "The battery to my hearing aid's gone." She said, "Well, can you go buy me one? They only last a month. I'll only need one more." So I went to get the batteries, and they came in packages of 3, 6, and 12. So I smiled to myself and picked up the 12, and I took them and I dropped it on the table. And she said, "Well, you're wasting your money." And she ended up dying when she put the 12th hearing aid in. That month she died.
Oh, wow.
So she lived another year.
Right. Right. Wow. You know, isn't that crazy that those are the stories that stand out to us, you know, for in our lives, of things that we remember. Now, let me ask you, how do you combine your memoir and your historical record and your education in your book?
Well, I felt that it was important to do the history. Certainly the veterinarian has changed. Originally, when George Washington was in the Civil War, why the cavalry and the horses were an integral part of the of the whole situation. Matter of fact, he used to tell his men to take care of their horses first. So animals certainly have paved the way. They're certainly, if you take the feeling is the horse is man's, I mean, the dog is man's companion. But if you think about it, the horse probably has been a better companion, because not only did the horse evolve for us to ride, but he also was able to pull wagons and carry things. And originally, they actually ate horses in the early days. So they were a source of not only their for use, but they were their diet too. But it's interesting how the horse was such an important part of the evolution and progression of mankind.
There you go. And did you have horses?
Yes, I have standard bred trotters.
Oh, wow.
I used to go to the Blue Hill Fair, and my dad used to love the horses. He was worked in the paper mill, did not make very much money. So I saw him and I said, when I get older, I'm going to buy him a racehorse. And I ended up buying one, and it was very successful. His name was D.M. Son. There's a story about him in my book called Dad's Horse.
Really?
And that was a big thrill for me.
That's great. Wow, what a gift to give back. I love that. You talk about the human-animal bond. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think the human-animal bond is a bond that is mutual beneficial to both. I'm not sure about what we get more out of it than the animals do, but it's something that I guess is difficult to explain, but it's just a bond that is important not only to the animal, but it's probably more important to us, or at least I feel it is. You certainly can relate to the dog and the horse as far as, you know, there's a big question mark now, which one is the better of man's best friend? But
exactly.
I think it's either one, but doesn't matter which one, it's the one you relate to, I guess.
Exactly. And they're so unconditional. They just love you, wait for you to come home. They forget everything, you know? I mean, it's they are incredible. I know that you talk about...
Well, the feeling is that horses... the feeling is horses make a great companion because they're so consistent in their behavior. They're always the same. You never see a horse really in a bad mood. If you keep a horse happy, why, he'll make you happy.
Oh, there you go. See, I was always a little nervous of horses for some reason. I got on a horse and it took off with me. And so kind of changed my mind. And my kids really, they all took lessons. They wanted a horse. And I was like, okay, well, if you can keep your cat box clean for 2 weeks, I'll do it. They didn't. So we have kids, not horses. So I saw all my neighbors that were out there shucking, and I was like, oh, that is not going to be one more thing I'm going to add to my list. So, but I see the love of my neighbors.
Yeah, but certainly the horse can, obviously, you got to be very careful. You got to respect the horse. They can be, they're obviously a dangerous animal with potential of running off with somebody, potentially getting kicked. But
yeah,
overall, though, I think the horse is quite safe if you understand them and know how to work with them.
There you go. I love it. Talk to us about Lyme disease and why does it pose such a risk to animals? My daughter actually had Lyme disease, oldest daughter. And so,
matter of fact, my daughter did too.
Really?
Lyme disease is caused by a spirochete called Borrelia burgdorferi, and it's in the tick.
Right.
And the tick bites you, and the spirochete gets in your system, and then you develop symptoms.
Right.
And it's been called the great pretender because the symptoms can mimic the common flu.
Right.
And it can vary so that it's easily missed. So a doctor could diagnose you with flu, and yet you really have Lyme disease. I think there is over 400,000 cases per year in the United States. That's the largest vector-borne disease that we have.
Wow.
And and it can be undiagnosed and untreated. It can be very debilitating and make a person very, very sick.
Yes. Back when my daughter had it, they did not know anything about it. And we went to every hospital.
Right.
Anyways, it was a nightmare, but thank God she got through it. But I know that you include a specific section about pets and the holidays. Why are holidays risky time for pets?
Well, I think holidays are a time when there are a lot of presents around. I had this story about the cat swallowing the ribbon. Then we have, you know, people are busy, and it's also, I picked the Christmas time because of the length of the holiday. Generally, I consider it's at least a week of celebration, and there's a lot of, like, for instance, chocolate, you know, is toxic to dogs due to the theobromide and different other foods that they can get into, overeat, and then just not watching them closely, running off, losing them. There's just all kinds of different situations that can occur.
Yeah.
So the holidays, are, you also have, let me see, in the summertime, 4th of July, fireworks.
Fireworks, that's another big one where they can be so, you know, a lot of them like get so scared they want to get out of your home, and then you lose all these animals, and earthquake. I mean, there's so many, there's lots of things. And I think
dogs have a very interesting sense of hearing, and I think their hearing is bothered more by large noises than say ours, so they don't maybe completely understand what's going on.
Right.
And understand what the noise is, so they can get really, you know, there are dogs that, you know, thunder showers and so forth, they can get really upset.
Exactly, scared. And don't you think that animals are so intuitive?
Oh, very intuitive, no question.
Yeah. Do you talk about that in your book at all?
I think to some degree, yeah. I talk about, yeah, I think there's, what story do I think of now? The one about the gentleman whose dog.
The horse
trainer that died, and then his horse, he died, he trained horse, it ended up dying. And then we went to go to the funeral. We couldn't find his dog. And we went to the funeral home, and the dog was sitting on the funeral home steps. The dog went almost 19 miles by his own to go to the funeral.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's what I'm talking about, where they, like, travel home. And, you know, I mean, they have instinct.
Yep.
I love that. Do you plan on writing more? And what's in your future?
Possibly. I'm 83, getting a little older. I mean, that book's, you know, it took me about 3 years to write that. What happened, I had a talk show that I did. I did a 2-minute segment every once a week and up in Maine, and it was called Dr. Doug's Animal Answers. And I just went over those different situations that I had had. And when I found those in my thing, I said, well, maybe I should put them into a book. So I decided to put it into a book, and that's what they are. They're all the different podcasts that I had done over the years.
I love it. Dr. Douglas, will you send me one of your books so I can have it for my collection? And would you like to give one away to our listeners?
Certainly. Just email me your address, and I'll mail you 2 or 3. You can do what you want, give them off or whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'm going to actually open up our phone line.
You can.
And 805-419-0008. Okay. And if you are interested in one of Dr. Doug's Animal Answer books, we'd love to get that to you. So you can just text me animals and we'll know what you're talking about. And you can call us or text us, whichever is easiest for you. And of course, how do my listeners find you, Dr. Douglas?
Well, they can get the book on Dorrance Publishing has the book. And I think several of the bookstores, Barnes & Noble and Goodreads, should be in the bookstores.
And do you have a website?
I do not have a website.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate you being a guest here, and I appreciate all the animals that you've given back to. And not only that, just sharing your show here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, and I appreciate your interest and time, and I hope people enjoy the book.
I'm sure they will.
The goal of my book was to make people understand, you know, set your goals, and anything's possible, and if you do what you love to do, it's not work, and you live a longer, healthier, and happier life.
I love that. Thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Good morning, Dr. Beasley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking about more than 2.6 million children and teens go to emergency rooms with sport injuries each year. And pediatric sports medicine specialist shares how we're going to prevent injuries in young athletes as they transition from winter to spring sports. And of course, joining me is Dr. Michael Beasley. And you are a pediatric sports medicine specialist and at the Orthopedic Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so what are the most common injuries in spring sports?
Yeah, I think that you know, the transition from winter to spring offers us a couple of unique things. I think that going from indoor to outdoor, not only with exposure to new environments, can create some new problems, but even our new sports. So as we get into spring, we see a lot of baseball and softball players whose volume goes up considerably, and so throwing related injuries from shoulder to elbow issues, we definitely see a ton of, and then anybody who maybe did less activity overall through the winter, or maybe did a non-impact sport, non-running sport like swimming. So if you swim through the winter and then you transition into spring lacrosse or soccer or track and field, that's a huge shift to go from a non-running sport to all of a sudden you're running 6 days a week. And so that it creates a good recipe for some injuries, unfortunately.
And what advice do you have from transitioning from winter to spring?
Yeah, I think really you just have to be intentional about that transition. And so you have to build yourself up. We need some time to do it. I think spring training baseball is a great example of what that means. And so, you know, we've got these really high level professional baseball athletes who have all the resources in the world. And what they get to do is go down to warm weather environments and spend weeks or even months kind of preparing themselves for the long baseball season. And we don't really do that as much for youth sports, and we probably should. And so some idea of getting yourself ready for a new sport, for new exposures, for new mechanics, slowly building that into your routine as you get closer to that season might help prepare the body a bit better.
I love it. And what when you say spring sports tend to produce the most overuse injuries, is that correct?
Yeah, I think, or at least there are certain sports within, you know, sometimes nowadays kids can play sports all year. So they might play spring soccer and summer soccer and fall soccer, and they play it all year round. But spring is a little bit more unique. That's probably where we see, I would say, particularly our throwing sports, like we said, in baseball and softball, they're very likely to create new. The throwing mechanism, especially a baseball pitch, is pretty unique and very taxing on the body, especially a young developing body. And so we see a lot of shoulder and elbow injuries. And then anything with long or long endurance aspects, like distance runners in track and cross country, they do it in the fall, and then they might do less of it through the winter and then pick it up for track. And then repetitive mechanisms. So even you think of like a tennis picking up in the spring, they really struggle with that repetitive serve mechanism, can create shoulder issues, can create wrist issues, can create low back issues. So we see all versions of that.
Wow. And let me ask you, is there one sport that you see, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people are playing pickleball. And oh my gosh, everybody's like spraining their ankle, or you know, doing something. Is there one sport in PDF that stands out to you?
I'm either the right or the wrong person to ask, because I see every version of it. So I see every, I feel like I see
every
version of the sun, but I think that for me, I do see a ton of baseball. I think youth baseball is, a thing that we're focusing on, or that I focus on, in my daily work, that I just think, the way that we've created baseball, in terms of this almost like pseudo professionalized sport, these kids are playing year round and doing big showcases, and the volume's just too high. And so I think baseball's maybe the sport I worry about the most in terms of the direction it's going.
It's coming next, right?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, I said next is coming up tackle football. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, tackle football, there's no question if we look at like concussion injuries, American football tends to be in any study the highest risk sport for that. And so I think we're still pretty early in our knowledge of how that affects. And I think that concussions, you know, I see concussions every day. And so the number is very high. I think most of these injuries tend to be relatively safe if treated appropriately. But even what that appropriate treatment means has really changed. I mean, in the last 5 years, let alone the last 20 years. And so I think the key is just making sure that you're seeing somebody who is really knowledgeable in the latest information, latest studies on all of these injuries.
I love it. Okay. And let me ask you this. How can parents recognize early warning signs before the injury becomes super serious?
Yeah, that can be difficult because we're always going to have little pains and strains, especially if we transition into a new sport or a new season. Our bodies get used to it and we can have some discomfort. And it can be really hard to sort of know how much is too much. And so I think of it in, I guess, two different ways. One is pain patterns. I think that, you know, normal soreness should come and go. And so if you say, hey, after practice, I was sore, but then I rested it and I felt better. And by the time I got to that next practice, I felt like I was back to my normal self and my baseline. Then I think that that's maybe not that worrisome and you keep an eye on it. I think injuries, overuse syndromes, bigger injuries, they tend to stack on themselves. And so you'll notice that it seems like every day I go out, it's a little bit worse than the day before, and it's not really getting better. It's becoming more frequent or more severe. It's starting to bother me outside of sports now. Daily stuff of just going up and down stairs at school or picking up my backpack bothers it. I think those increased pain patterns should really be a big signal. And then the other thing that I always talk about is normal mechanics. A kid, even if you're having some discomfort, you should be able to do your things normally. And if mom or dad or coach right. or anybody can look at you and go, boy, you're doing things different. You're running different. You're throwing different. I think that should be a big red flag to say, hey, we got to look at why that might be.
Like you're favoring a leg or you're favoring an arm, right? So that it doesn't
exactly.
hurt you as bad. I love it. Great. Yeah. You know, I love it. And how does sleep and nutrition play in injury prevention? I think that's super important to talk about.
Yeah, especially with our young athletes, right? Like these are developing kids that need a lot of both. And so I think it definitely can help with injury prevention. But even beyond injury prevention, you know, I try to have families and athletes really think of sleep and nutrition as performance enhancing. You know, like if you want to be your best, you have to focus on it. And so it can't just be like a little bit of a task or a checkbox that we do. I think you have to think if you say, hey, I want to be my best version of myself in this sport. In the same way that means, you know, more hours on the practice field and more reps and more time. You should think of it as I got to focus more on my nutrition. I've got to fuel myself appropriately. I've got to rest appropriately so that I can have the best performance out of my muscles. And so, yeah, sleep and nutrition, I think, just absolutely paramount to being the best version of that athlete.
I love that. And that really, I mean, that speaks to all of us right there. Now, should young athletes take a break from organized sports each year, or is that just in the sense they should? It's so much energy to be just going.
Yeah, I think that at least they need a break away from the same sport all year. And so I think that it's, you know, this growing trend, kids saying, hey, like I play baseball and I play baseball year round. I play soccer year round. You know, that really can increase risk of a lot of issues, both physically and mentally. And so I think appropriate time away from the same thing all year is important. We certainly, our professional athletes get it. And so our youth athletes should as well. And so I think if you're going to have one main sport, you should have 3 or 4 months out of the year that you do not play that sport. And it doesn't mean that you can't play alternative sports that work on other skill sets or other muscle groups, or even on your own. During the winter season or during the summer season, that's when I work on speed and agility and flexibility and core strength and all these things that really help us as young athletes, but not necessarily the same repetitive mechanisms that we get through our competitive seasons.
Totally makes sense. I love it. Dr. Michael, thank you so much. How do my listeners find out more about this?
Yeah, I think you can go to our website, chop.edu/sports. Great information about individual sports and programs that we run, but just a lot of great general information for sports health across the board for these young athletes.
I love it. Again, thank you so much. Have a great day. And
thanks for having me, Kim.
Good morning, and welcome back. And, of course, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, spring is here, and with it comes increased travel from spring break, spring sports, and much more. And with millions of Americans preparing to hit the road, distracted driving is still very real. And often underestimated, and safety risk is a fact. And the most recent data available from National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows distracted driving claims the lives of more than 10,000 people each year. To tell us more about the problem and what to do about it is we have Rashid Merritt, the Corporate Social Responsibility Executive of State Farm Insurance. Good morning, Rashid, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. And when we talk about distracted driving, what is included?
So the Center for Disease Control has defined distracted driving as three primary things. Number one, anything that can take your eyes off the road. So that's a lot. It could be quite a few things. Second is hands off the wheel. And then last is anything that takes your mind off of driving. So eyes off the road, hands off the wheel, or your mind off of your drive.
There you go. And, you know, I see that so many people are either on their phones, eating. Do we underestimate those risks when we're doing all of that?
I think the short answer is yes, and I'm really glad you brought up those examples. You know, I think back to I have young adult children, but not too long ago they were teenage drivers, and I remember telling them almost every time out of the house to, you know, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, et cetera. But it doesn't only apply to our teens. It applies to everyone for the reasons you mentioned. The Department of Transportation stated that 29% of motor vehicle crashes are caused by distracted driving, as you mentioned earlier, resulting in 10,000 fatalities, which is really horrible. That's 1.3 million in injuries, 5.6 million in damaged vehicles, and a cost of an impact of around $100 billion in crashes. And to your point earlier, it could be something as simple as being on your phone. It could even be looking away to adjust your radio, navigation system. Anything can cause distracted driving.
I love that. And, of course, I love that this is such a good reminder. Is there an obvious issue that most people struggle with?
I would say yes. We did a study on our own, and 68% of drivers admitted to at least one distracted driver behavior that I mentioned earlier based on those definitions, and that's a big number. I think the easy one, if I just had a few minutes with your listeners, it would be just texting. Just wait to text, because I think there are too many incidents of doing so. Just looking away for 2 seconds doubles your risk of an accident. And on average, to read or even send a text takes 4.6 seconds, which seems like a very short amount of time, but it's a long time on the road that can lead to some pretty horrible things. But as you mentioned earlier, I just think about my drive into work today, just trying to fumble in my cup of coffee, trying to get it in the cup holder. It could be pets in your car and or even your kids in the back seat and maybe handing them a toy. Anything out there can cause an accident that we just have to be careful of.
There you go. And what about, you know, like even medication that we're on? We don't realize. I just heard somebody fell asleep, and then, of course, it was a huge accident. There's so many things that we don't really take into consideration when we get behind the wheel, correct?
I agree. I would say definitely read those labels. This is allergy season for me, so something I definitely pay attention to when I'm on the road. So good ad. I'm really glad you brought up that point as well.
Thank you. And is there anything else that you can add for our listeners just to really, you know, I take this as a great reminder of, you know, I mean, we want everybody to be safe, and so many times it's not even us, it's the other person. And so we really need to, you know, kind of put this out there for everyone.
Yeah, Les, I really love that you asked that question, and I'll wrap here. I'll say just take this call and talk to someone about it. If you're listening, tell someone about it. Leverage the technology in your vehicle. It could be the drive assist or the emergency braking that your car offers. If your insurance company offers telematics, leverage that. And then also, I think just the do not disturb. If you have to be on the phone in the car, which sometimes we do, I leverage hands-free, and I use the technology within my vehicle. So definitely would say those would be my things. Leverage technology, and I love what you talked about. It's not just about you as the driver. It's about those that are around you, pedestrians, and even cyclists as well.
100%. I love it. Again, this is such a great reminder. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were kind of coming up on the, you know, vacation and all the stuff that's going to be happening around here. And safety is the priority. And we want to spring into this season with no problems. So, again, how do my listeners find out more about you and, of course, about State Farm Insurance?
Definitely. Well, State Farm takes great pride in auto safety. We go back from legislation related to seat belts to airbags, and we're committed to this distracted driver effort because it's a challenge. So please go to statefarm.com/safedriving. That's statefarm.com/safedriving for more information on distracted driving and just safe driving in general.
You got it. And Rashid, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And of course, download our podcast. All right. Well, thank you so much. Be safe and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I want to wish everybody a happy Passover and, of course, a happy Easter. And again, it's really about just taking that moment to be with the ones you love and family. And just a reminder that family is not there forever. And so take those moments, even if it's just a calendar date, just take those moments. With that, have a great rest of your weekend. And again, we've got some great things that you heard on our show. Visit Farm Day. And again, I'll talk to you soon.
I got this feeling.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-GOLD. 4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.